The white tax exempt card, known as the Alberta Indian Tax Exemption Card, AITE, is no longer needed to be exempt for fuel or tobacco tax for First Nations people in Alberta, effective October 4th. Minister of Indigenous Relations Rick Wilson says this will make it easier for all First Nations with just their federal status card, the only card required for tax exemption.
We had a talk with our Minister of Red Tape Reduction, and I said, look, this could be a win-win for everybody. We can get rid of a bunch of red tape and help Indigenous people get cut through a bunch of unnecessary steps that they're having to take right now. And so we all agreed, let's get this done. So we went to work on it, and here it is. We finally got it to fruition.
Chief Silas Yellowknee is from the Big Stone First Nation. He is happy to carry one less card in his back pocket for identification purposes.
I'm not sure they're trying to embarrass us by having to prove that we are First Nation and we had to apply for that white card to get our discount. So for me personally, I'm really glad that they're getting rid of it. That was one of the first things we asked the ministry to do when we first got into council. My council and I went and met with Minister Rick Wilson.
Minister Wilson says the process will give First Nations people enough time before October 4th to get the federal certificate of Indian status card if they don't yet have it. She says that old, expired, or temporary status cards can still be used over the course of the COVID-19 pandemic.
We're also making sure that if people don't have their status card up to date, they can still use their white card, and even if they just have their number. So we're going to make this as flexible and as easy as we can. It's not supposed to harm anybody in any way, so anything we can do to make it easier, we're going to do that.
The Federal Certificate of Indian Status Card will replace this card for making applicable tax exemptions on reserve in Alberta to use as a form of identification or to receive tax exemption on purchases of fuel, tobacco, and for vehicle purchases. So frame your white Alberta Indian Tax Exemption Card or simply throw it out after October 4th. The AITE card program had been in effect since June 1st of 1991. For further information on applying for the Certificate of Indian Status Card, check out the website at www.canada.ca/Indian-status or call 1-800-567-9604. For Windspeaker Radio, I'm Balika Kamikateo.